It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 249.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Fat Friday.
Did you say
249? I said 249. I got that wrong.
All right, we're all a bit hungry because it is Fat Fridays.
But we shouldn't be hungry because it's only 11 in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm...
Been fasting?
No, I did have a smoothie this morning with Bodie, but I'm just hungry by this time. And so I'm ready to fucking rock and roll.
So we decided to do something interesting. Before that, exciting announcement, patches.
Yeah.
The Daily Talk Show embroidered patches.
Yeah, you can actually just iron these on. I wonder if you could iron it to your forehead.
No, they work best with cotton, but these are extremely exclusive.
Mason's getting a kick out of this. I've got it stuck to my forehead. It's actually called, oh, there you go. Anyway.
It's a bit of a visual gag.
Yeah.
Please watch the YouTube video. But what we decided to do, these are extremely exclusive, i.e. less than 500 of them.
Yeah, I guess that's it. We will only do one run of these. We won't do multiple runs.
Mm. So if you want to have your, what do you say? Like
if you want to be a part of history in the making. What? I don't know what you're going at. Like, this is memorabilia. This is...
If you want a part of history.
Okay. If you want a part of history.
This is the Daily Talk Show. This is the original logo. We're going to be 3D Dealers working on a rebrand for us. So if you would like... This beautiful embroidered logo.
Yeah, it's patchwork. It's if you want it.
Handmade.
Well, we can't verify that.
I don't know.
Most likely machine made, but we're in the 21st century, so that's probably okay, right?
Anyway, all you have to do is leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and, mate, we've been getting a lot.
I think the 5-star review, and also we'd like to hear from you. Because that's nice. Because I've been...
Well, they have to send us their address anyway.
True. So you've got to... how do they do that?
Well, so they do a review.
Yeah.
And then they screen grab the review and they send it to us and say, hey...
Give us your patchy dog.
Yeah.
Most of them will also do hashtag fuck you Tommy, because that seems to be taking off, which I'm
taking off.
Not that happy about.
Anyway, fuck you Tommy. Let's talk about the exciting thing.
All right, you said this morning, Josh, let's do a comparison, and we're doing that. We're doing breakfast from McDonald's versus Hungry Jack's.
3D Dill's already fucking eating.
You're an animal, mate. Last week you snorted a pie in one go, pretty much.
He's been buying pies. He was asking me, I think we need a pie warmer. That's how many pies he's having.
The poor bastard heated a pie up in a microwave.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Disappointing. Did you have soggy...
Soggy pie?
Soggy pie?
No, it was good.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, so he doesn't know what a soggy pie is.
You don't know what
is.
You don't know. My kid doesn't know that the brown bit of a banana is what big babies don't eat.
Yeah.
But he eats it because he's a little baby with no knowledge. So he hasn't been tainted yet. We are highly tainted. And we have opinions on everything, don't we? Or almost.
And so this is very mythical mornings, good mythical mornings of us.
Hold it back. Let's get that screenshot.
Which is a great food sort of YouTube channel. Anyway, what we have here is McDonald's versus Hungry Jack's.
Yes.
Hungry Jack's is Burger King in Australia. There was trademark issues, which is why they were unable to call it Burger King.
They look exactly the same, right?
Yeah, it's identical.
Okay, Mr. 97, what have you done to us? What have you bought and what are we testing?
Yeah, so we've got bacon and egg muffins from both Hungry Jack's and Macca's.
I like that he dropped the muck because it's not muck at
it takes
Hungry
time,
Jack's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times Hungry Jack's have to deal with people saying McMuffin.
I reckon a lot. I was panicking.
Called it a burger. We saw on the Insta stories.
I panicked real hard because I wasn't sure if it was a...
give me the double.
Yeah.
Nah, so did you give us... Is one of them double?
I think...
Don't get into the nuance of it.
Not sure.
Because I'm going for taste anyway. Okay. Right.
Great.
Let's go.
And so there are also the pancakes from Macca's and Hungry Jack's.
So one of them's Hungry Jack's and one of them
is Macca's. And Dill, I hope you know which pancake's which.
I do.
Great. Yeah, so I know which burgers are which, but I forgot about the pancakes.
So he's laid them out quite beautifully like a food stylist.
Also throwing 3D Dill under the bus early. Do you think? First bit of teamwork required and... 97 has shown his cards very quickly.
Okay, I want to. I'm really hungry. I just want to
start with the muffin.
Okay. The muffin. So I'm going to start. Let's start with the right hand side.
Let's go. Okay, it's solid. Oh, I taste smoky bacon.
It's Hungry Jack's.
It has to be. It's smoky.
Sorry, it's Hungry Jack's. Yeah.
Oh, you know why? It's got barbecue sauce. That's how we know it's Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
All right. I'll just take a bite of the other one.
How disappointing and how easy it was to guess. Sorry about that. Yeah, but
Hungry Jack's is better.
Really? Let me just try
it. It's got that Macca's flavour though.
Let me just try.
Has been in our veins since childhood. You know? Like wait for it and then you hit that cheese flavour. And then you're like, Josh is having flashes of the times when he was a baby. And what I mean
another
by baby.
Another turning point. Fox, it's just montage. The calorie wise.
Is this bringing back memories of the road trip with Ruth McGowan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but where's our fucking hash browns is the real question. You didn't get any. No, that's okay.
That's all right.
I know, but didn't ask. 97 is very sensitive about this whole...
You wanted to get it right. Okay. So can you tell us, have we got it right? Was the first one we tasted, was that Hungry Jack's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
They are distinguishable though. Like,
what would you prefer to eat? I know which one I'd prefer.
I think the Hungry Jack's one. It's softer. And the barbecue's little zing is nice.
They took a lot longer, which makes me feel that they're more sort of, the sort of fresher ingredients.
Well, I don't ever remember like growing up.
Smoky's so good.
Getting anything breakfasty from Hungry Jack's. It was always around the Whoppers and the burgers and shit. Like the burgers are better at Hungry Jack's is what they instilled in us. They never mentioned anything about the breakfast is better at Hungry Jack's.
We had a breakfast from Hungry Jack's.
Yeah.
When
we were on the way to that meeting that went horribly where we both got really defensive.
Yeah.
Client meeting.
That was fun.
That was so funny. Yeah. This woman rattled. She didn't rattle, but she, you know when someone says something and you just start fuming and then something takes over you and it's emotion?
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
And yeah, well, she was just sort of like, she had no buy-in on us. She hadn't seen any of our work.
Yeah.
They asked us to have the meeting. We went out into this industrial estate or whatever. Yeah. It was a pain in the ass to get to.
Yeah.
And then... She then had the audacity to sort of like turn it on us like a real strong pitch. It's like, you asked us to come here. You haven't seen our work. Go fuck it. Like, I don't think we're the right fit.
There's two types of people. The ones that feel it and the ones that act on the feelings.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Josh acted on the feelings. Yeah, it was good. I felt really good after you'd just like blown up.
It was great. We haven't had a blow up like that since.
Well, you don't want that.
Is there double egg?
Yeah, there's
the
double
Hungry Jack's.
Yeah. It's full noise. It's full noise. All right, so...
Can you talk for a bit while I eat?
Yeah, so I don't need to get through it all because I like just trying little bits. But I need hot sauce to go.
I thought you were hungry.
Oh, no, see, this is the problem, right? There's different types. So McDonald's have their traditional hotcake syrup.
Yeah, you need syrup. To identify.
Yes. And then apply.
Yeah. You need to identify which hotcake is which.
Yep.
And then apply. I'm so sorry, everyone, for the mouthiness.
Because
what are you thinking, 3D Dill, about all this food?
It tastes good. I would prefer the Hungry Jack's over the McDonald's because it has a bigger flavor profile.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Much happier.
Big fuck. Watching big too much MasterChef.
Yeah, so this other, they've got maple syrup. So this is... See, I'm a big fan of that sort of fake tasting maple syrup, which is what McDonald's do so well. All right, I'm just gonna have a little nibble of each. Okay, yep. I've got it.
Go.
This back one is Hungry Jack's, front one McDonald's. Got it?
Yeah.
Correct. Fuck yeah.
Geez, way good.
Feel it. Like you just one feels like a pikelet. Feel the difference?
Yeah, yeah.
So the back one, the Hungry Jack's one, feels like a piece of shit.
Yeah,
the other one up the front feels rubbery and bit in the best possible way. You know, like when you touch really soft rubber?
How upsetting if you're a family that likes, someone likes hotcakes, another person likes muffins.
Two places.
You got to go to two places for the best. It's annoying.
All right. I'll be judging Hungry Jack's on their syrup. So I've applied it to the right hotcake and I'm going to have a little... That's better.
Which one is?
As in just better than it was before.
With the sauce, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So, I'm still going to go. Nah, okay. These are so much better.
Okay, good. What's better? Can you use your words?
I have to go McDonald's. Uh-huh. So that McDonald's lost in my eyes the bacon and egg McMuffin contest, but they came through strong.
Based on the syrup?
No, but with bacon egg McMuffin, and then one the hot cakes, mm-hmm. won the pancakes easily.
But do they win the pancakes based on the muffin? Based on the syrup?
They both syrup and also the fluffiness of the cake.
And so, what were the different syrups?
It is just cake, guys. Don't be fooled. You're eating cake for breakfast.
It's a sad cake if it's a cake, I reckon. Well, just give me a piece of cake.
Well, weren't we saying bread is cake? For yeah, you were saying bread's cake. Reframe I've it.
Definitely moved away from that. Otherwise, I've been eating a lot of cake. Loaves and loaves of cake.
You've been eating a lot of cake. So, what do you? So, out of the two, what do you? You haven't tried yet. I just don't feel the pressure to eat everything on the show.
Like I feel it's an internal pressure that I feel. Don't feel like I'm definitely not feeling the pressure from you. So which one do you want me to try? The thing is, I'm not a connoisseur of McDonald's hotcakes. I always thought of them as like I've never had one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. No, so this is then. So then I'm tainted because I've always loved the McDonald's one. So just try that one first. This is the Hungry Jack's one he's trying right now. And then pick up this front one.
This one actually tastes, the Hungry Jack's one tastes like a piece of cake.
I told you.
But like,
it's got that sort of, it breaks in your mouth.
Like a muffin, like a sweet muffin.
Yeah.
So this is,
You kind of want to slap it on your own face because it's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah, the McDonald's one.
Are you sniffing it now?
Yeah, I'm trying to describe that.
So for Mother's Day last week, I got up early and I did a little picnic in our lounge room. That's what we call them because we sit on the floor and eat breakfast around a little table.
Reframing, not having a dining
table. No, it's nice. I like doing a little picnic inside with Bodie and Amy. And so I made pancakes. And I mentioned pancakes that I wanted to have them for Fat Friday yesterday. And 3D Dill, he has called himself the pancake wizard, was it?
The pancake god.
All right, mate.
God complex.
I mean, to make pancakes is usually just add water and shake the bottle.
Oh, if you're getting the pre-made.
Pre-made. Or we went one step because I was like, it's fancy. It's Mother's Day. I've got to lift my game. So I bought a packet mix that required milk added instead of water. But I built the pancake parlor, and as you boys might already know, I won a pancake eating competition. Mm. Quickest time to down a stack of four big pancake parlor fluffy cakes, and I won $500. It was fucking amazing.
I actually had pancakes on Mother's Day as well.
Did you?
The best part about pancakes, at Bree's brother's house, they when they do pancakes, they have vanilla ice cream.
Oh, that's full naughty. Full naughty.
Do you guys ever do like ice cream? Like at home, would you have pancakes and have ice cream on them?
Well, for breakfast, that's
so naughty.
That's so naughty.
Berries.
Just berries, okay.
Yeah. All right, boring berry boy.
Boring berry boy.
berry boy.
No, but I got jam as well. I put a big dollop of jam. Yeah. And I was really, the pancake was almost just the plate the me eating ice cream.
Oh, yeah. So these pancake parlor ones were so fluffy. They were like, they puffed right up like cakes. And everyone loved them. Bodie loved them. Anyway.
Dating. Mr. 97, what's the latest?
He's trying to palm off because he wants to eat. He's just trying to get outsource his speaking at this point.
So sure.
I know we did a full episode on your dating life, Mr. 97, and yesterday we had Andrea Clark, career CEO. She came in. One of her first things was what's going on with your love life.
Yeah.
So the people are interested, mate.
And you had some news based on it. And basically the last thing that we were speaking about, SMART goals. Sorry, Trev, for fucking up the SMART goals a little bit. But you walked away with you were going to contact your last date. Was that the idea?
Yeah. Yeah. And that happened.
Mm-hmm. Can you, before that, can you just give us the once over of why you left it so long and just sort of what happened? Give me the time frame, the logistics of from the time you went on the date to the time you were going to go on and you wanted to meet up.
Yeah, it was probably it would have been close to a month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah.
I reckon.
8 weeks. Sounds more impactful.
Yeah.
Eight weeks.
Okay. Around that.
Yeah. I could be lean as fuck in 8 weeks.
There's a lot of 8-week challenges, maxes.
Yeah.
For the boys and for the girls.
Yeah. If you were
Maxine, Max's for the boys and Maxine's for the girls.
Craig Harper, we love you.
Illy. So go on.
Yeah. So I sent her a message. And
so you'd gone on two dates, which...
Oh, yes.
Funnily enough, the first date, Tommy was doing an early vote and actually saw her at the voting centre.
I saw her and I looked at what she voted for.
And you were like...
Number one, Clive Palmer.
No, I'm joking.
I didn't say. You can't see what people are voting.
No, but you did. You had to think about it. You're like, is this person a reality star? How do I know this
person? Well, yeah, I've never met her, but I've seen her on the Instagrams. Mm. And Mason went on his first ever date. It was a big moment. I felt like a dad... meeting his son's first ever, I was going to say girlfriend, but it was just a date.
First date. Anyway, so that happened, which I thought was
serendipitous.
Serendipitous, whatever you want to call it. But the second date, that was one where there was potential for another follow-up date.
Yeah.
And so you left it 8 weeks. And so what's your
trade
first?
Trade of mine, Kevin Coon.
Yeah, in the completely wrong way. What was the message you sent?
I just sent her a message saying, hey, with a bit of prompting.
What is a bit of prompting?
Can you just read the message to us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks.
Because this is just your word. You don't need to tell us what she said exactly.
Yeah. Give me a second. Let me just pull it up. Oh,
it's right here.
I feel like he's gotten a lot more comfortable though. We've developed 8 weeks ago. I couldn't have said anything without him having a complete meltdown. We're able to have good conversations.
Read messages
now.
Live on air.
Yeah. This would never have happened.
This is
Tommy's distinction, which I completely agree with, as two directors of the business, you are only reading out your message. And then you can paraphrase or say she basically said no or whatever. We don't need to hear her message based on respect because we're a fucking respectful show.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Hey, it's been a while, but I thought with just a little bit of prompting that it would be fun to catch up again. I did really enjoy just hanging out last time. It was super easy.
I think the little bit of prompting.
We could have lost that. We could have lost that.
No, it's with funny.
I don't get it.
It sounds like you're doing a fucking improv show. With a little bit of prompting.
I don't get it. What does that mean?
Prompting from the show.
Prompting. That's not what I took out of it. I thought it was like, hey, I'm sending this message as a little bit of a prompt.
Maybe you forgot to say it from the show. I mean, what he's done is, like what we do, assume people listen to our show. Yeah.
It's very presumptuous. And so what was the gist?
A bit unfortunate. She's moving out of Melbourne.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you fucked it. It had nothing to do with you, though. Did she say that
did she
would?
Did she bury the lead? She didn't say it's a flat out no.
No. She didn't say anything.
Okay.
But she said I'm leaving. Yeah. I think it's still cool to hang out. Like you should at least do something. Like hang out one more time.
Are you hanging out? Have you followed up?
No, not really.
Okay. In 8 weeks, she's probably living in another country, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, these things move fast. My favourite thing was, so we've never spoken about it on the show.
Oh, yeah?
But Mr. 97 has a mate at the gym by the name of Tony. And Big Tone. And so I don't know if you've heard this.
I don't know about this.
Give us a lowdown. Tony... Big Tone, as we're calling him in the sauna, you work out why. Big Tone had a conversation with Mr. 97 previously, and Mr. 97 said what he did for work. Mm. Tone said, I think I'd heard about the Daily Talk show. That was the last thing that you'd sort of heard, right?
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
And so tell us what happened the last time you saw Big Tone in the sauna.
Tony caught up on a few of our most recent episodes, especially the one on dating. And
what was that? That was the one where we went hard on you.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Far out. What an episode to land on, Tone.
Yeah.
And he gave me some dating advice.
Unsolicited?
Yeah.
It's always unsolicited.
Yeah. No, I think we know.
I can't even say the word now. Unsolicited.
Unsolicited.
Yeah, I mean, he feels like he knows you. You're his son, essentially. After you listen to that episode,
there is that buy-in. Well, he actually even said, Mr. 97.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so Mr. 97 was probably shitting his pants at that point.
And so did that rattle you when someone called you that?
At the sauna?
Yeah. It was in the gym, but yeah, it's a bit
okay,
like...
Okay, sorry.
It's like another... It's like a nickname or whatever, so you're just like primed or whatever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But it is out of context. It's not within...
Yeah, exactly. It's walls. Somewhere outside of where you're expecting to be called Mr. 97. So it's just like, yeah.
I nearly did it last night. I had Bodie on my lap and we were waiting for Amy in the supermarket and the window was down. I saw this girl that I knew walk past and I was like telling... I always tell Bodie to yell out the window. So he yells out, hello, buddy, to like people walking past. I just tell him phrases. Say, hello, man. And he just starts yelling these out the window and I hide back. And I was going to get him to say her name. Her name was Sam. And I was going to say, like, yell out Sam. Because imagine if you looked over and there's a little baby yelling your name.
It'd be great.
And you don't know, like, she doesn't know that I have that car. The reason I didn't do it, I'm so glad that I didn't tell him to yell her name out, because she would have come over to the car and Bodie shat in his nappy. And it was so bad. And I was like, I'm dying in here. Like, this is a hot box. Yeah. I have to put the windows. And Amy walks, she's like, literally. 5 or 6 meters away, the windows are down. She's like, I can smell Bodie's shit from here. Oh. Imagine if Sam came over.
It wouldn't have been a good look. So anyway.
Anyway, so what was the advice from...
Big Tone.
Big T.
Big T.
Big T? Should we start calling
Big
T?
Big T.
Big T.
Big T.
Big T. When the date's ending, when you're wrapping things up, set the next date there.
Solid advice, Tone.
Isn't it so good?
Solid advice. Like, yeah, it was one of the main things I had a problem with, and that was taking control of where it's going.
Yeah. Mm. It's like Bree got had a dermatologist appointment last night. I get a calendar invite. She's set the next appointment, because when you go and you go to an appointment, you normally like set the next one.
Yep.
Sort of the obvious thing to do.
Or you at least put it out there, because it's like, I'd love for this to happen again. Mm. Let's make it happen. But then follow up with...
After a little bit of prompting. Hello, after a little bit of prompting. Just here in the direct messages.
It's not a good look. It's not.
Are you regretting it? The prompting bit?
No.
You don't think it fell flat?
No.
Her not realizing?
I think it's what fun. You mean. It doesn't matter. No, it's funny. It's funny though.
It is funny.
After a little bit of prompting.
On the dermatologist thing, it's sort of like this cosmetic
skin doctor,
sort of like they specialize in like cosmetic stuff. It was like $180,
dude,
and they're like cutting Bree's face or like extractions and shit, doing all that sort of shit. But
been to my fair share of dermos.
Yeah, but they said, oh, have you thought like maybe doing a little bit of Botox or whatever?
What for?
Well, this is the thing. They're like, oh, you know, if you get it now or whatever, it's like you don't have to do it later. And then Bree said to the dermatologist, she's like, oh, I don't think my boyfriend would be happy about that. And the dermatologist said, he doesn't need to know.
Isn't that so dodgy?
Fuck that dermatologist.
That's shady.
Yeah, that's so shady. Dog. And so, yeah, because...
Big dirty D.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And Bree, the funny thing is, Bree actually said to me, the way she opened up the conversation, she said, the dermatologist, they're offering, or like the skin clinic or whatever it is offering the first 3 Botox sessions free. Mm. Should I get it done? I said, absolutely not. I said, because the idea is that when you start fucking getting this shit, you have to keep getting it and keep getting it, and that's how they get into the trap.
It's hard.
And I was like, so don't get it. And she goes, oh, well, yeah, they're not doing it for free. But I was just like, she was testing the waters to see if there was no price to it, whether I'd say, yeah. So there's a lot of manipulation going on.
You become the people you hang around. She's hanging around this dermatologist.
It's just like, just a little.
Just a little. That's fine. Full on. Like, I mean, that's their game. It's their, this. They're like in the sales.
They're the sales person
in a lot of this. There is a clinic right near here that we.
The injectables one? Are you something?
Yeah. Yeah.
Injected by a doctor or something. It's like, it doesn't make me feel any better on Victoria Street. Thank you.
Yeah. No need. Bree's young.
Yeah, that's the thing. But the way they position it is, it's like, you're young now. It's almost the way that it's almost phrased is like, you look really young now. Let's like bake it in.
Let's keep it.
Let's keep it. It's a little bit outrageous.
What kind of a world are we in?
Does Amy do anything that is sort of, does she do manicures or does she have sort of?
Oh, she's got a face routine. So she, as in like skincare routine, I should say. Face routine.
It's face for the face.
Put your face on. It's so she, in the morning, she puts stuff on her face. Like, she loves it though. Like, it's actually something she enjoys and I like the smell of it. So I'm all a part of it. For Mother's Day, I bought her some 3D deal and I actually went to Southland and went to that shop Lush.
He had so much, 3D deal had so much say or such a role in not only that, but Bree's birthday. As well.
Yeah, same day.
3D Deal and Mr. 97 ran around Doncaster with me getting Bree's presents.
Well, what would happen if they weren't around? Like,
I'll just be doing it on my own. I know this.
I mean, 3D Deal, say what you said to me this morning. And it's an open, safe space. Say what you said about when you were staying at Josh's place and when Bree left to go up to Sydney. Tell me what you said.
You could tell that Bree was gone.
Yeah, it definitely.
There's things,
based off the state of
the plates.
The place. Yeah. The place, the kitchen especially. You could tell that she was gone and she wasn't there like picking up after Josh.
But then I cleaned up. But the thing, no, but it's to be clear, it's not that Bree picks up for me. It's that when Bree's not there, I no longer feel the pressure to pick up.
Yeah, it's a standard. I get it. I think it's hard when you're in environments like you've left some stuff up there. It's hard. You left your bag of food upstairs last night when we all talked about
The empty bag.
But it's hard because then it's like these are all personal rules, and unless they're outlined, what do you stick to? Because we're all pretty loose in some areas.
Yes.
And so it's a hard one. Anyway, how did we get to that? I went to Lush. I bought Amy some skincare products.
But talking about smelling good, Mr. 97 got into my car, smelled great.
He smelled great.
And
Big T.
And I found out. He's,
Big Tony's. Yeah. That's his advice. Mate, you got to smell like an absolute fox.
So that's like I'm building a character of what Big T's like and he's fucking nailing it. But no, Mr. 97... put something in his hair every single day. Did you know about this?
What, like, I mean, it can sell. It looks like he's got a bit of product. His hair does stand up. I actually pointed out and said that he could have an afro. Yes. Like, he's got that real sort of, he's got that bamboo structured hair, you know, just thick and not
that
going anywhere.
That bamboo hair's got cut through.
That bamboo hair.
What did that?
No, Jamesy, my brother, and Andre just mentioned bamboo hair.
Oh, because I said it?
Yeah.
You only said it once.
I know. You know where I said it.
So many people picked up on it.
And it's not even original. I stole it off Craig Harper because that guy's got fucking bamboo growing out of his skull.
Yeah.
The old myth is that – it's not a myth. The old saying is that –
could be a myth.
Because bamboo grows everywhere, there was a story that my dad would tell me because he was a landscaper. And he said, this bloke once got a bit of bamboo in his finger. And it grew. But it's not true.
Guess what Mr. 97 puts in his hair every single day?
Bamboo juice. I wonder if that's any good.
And he puts coconut oil every single day.
Yeah. Not today. I haven't done it today.
Hey, what's happened?
Oh, well, when we go to the gym in the morning, there's usually a container in Andre's car that we both...
Fucking you and Andre. You and Andre.
So you share a tub...
It's literally just a plastic container of coconut oil.
We're running low. We're going to stop by and get a bit of coconut oil.
But the thing is that he fucks his mate Andre's car.
Sorry, what?
I was finishing the sentence, guys. He's fucking the car. The seats.
What do you mean?
The back of the seats because of it's literally like driving with fish and chips. In the seat next to you, you've got this oil. And
yeah, you know what? I've been banned from the car. Amy has banned
deodorant.
Me. No.
Because you fucking sprayed
it yesterday. She's off. She's off spray.
Yeah,
she's off spray.
Oh, great.
She's onto this like stuff that you get out with. It's like some sort of some paste.
It's not Mr. Pitts.
Nah, it's a different one. There's a few brands like that. Anyway, Amy's banned me from using pawpaw cream. In the car because what happens is I'm driving along and I get my finger into the pawpaw cream, put it on my lips and then put my hand straight back under the steering wheel. Yeah, and the steering wheel just starts getting oily and greasy. It'd be the same. Mm. Poor Andre. Is the kid rocking leather?
Nah.
No, hasn't got that leather jazz. What's he got? What kind of car's he got?
Holden Astra. Yeah, Holden Astra.
I mean, there's nothing cuter than seeing two white boys with their
coconut oil applying to their hair. Astra. Yeah. You and Andre should do some sort of keep it clean thing.
I heard the funniest joke. Chris D'Elia,
here we go.
US comedian. But he's just saying how he's like, there's
I
nothing.
I haven't had any of the hot cake. Difference between pancakes
are
and
you
hot
gonna
cake?
Let me fucking finish the story?
What I'm saying is get prepared because I'm gonna eat while I listen.
Let's just finish. We nearly finished the show. I'll just tell you this and then I wanna finish off this because I haven't touched the fucking sides. But he's just saying how there's nothing more white than guys who go to abandoned insane asylums because he's like, you know, these guys with no problems, they've had a great life, but they're going to this
YouTuber type of thing. Yeah. To be honest, whenever you say someone told me a joke and I'm going to retell it.
Oh, no, I wasn't telling you. I don't want to tell you the joke.
I know, but it just gives me a little bit of anxiety because there is a pressure. It's like
I'd have to nail the joke.
Actually, I was feeling that
I should
pressure.
Have said observation. This guy's observation was like, there's that, you know, those people who make videos going to insane asylums. The people who have absolutely nothing wrong and living with privilege. Anyway, you're the one who brought this up. Your anxiety of
the jokes.
Me bringing up a story that someone else has said.
No, it's more a joke. Like when anyone says, oh, like I heard a joke and retelling the joke.
Yeah.
It's very hard for it to land. It's like watching a YouTube. It's even like we've had guests over lately and you insist on them seeing the work that 3D Deal's doing with our design.
Yeah.
Which puts a level of pressure. Every time it happens, I sort of walk away and go, no, because like, I just don't know what good could come out of it.
I know. It's also the same as saying this is going to be funny or saying I've got the great idea.
Mm.
It's always you're leading with the thing like it's this is it.
So you're gonna, it's dangerous. Are you going to see your second date again, 90 Sevs? Not that we're prompting you or whatever or – you can say no.
You don't have to do.
No, probably not.
Okay. Onwards and upwards, as Mr. T would say. Big T. Fucked it.
So next, no.
Actually,
next
step you know what? Here's your mission. Mm. It doesn't even involve girls. Ask Big T what you should do. Just go, Big T. What's my next play?
And it has to be based on whatever Mr. T says.
Yeah, you're just gonna follow Mr. T. Big T. I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's a Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com. Remember,
if you want the patches,
all you have to do is, it sounded like it was going to rhyme, whatever you were going to say.
I know, I was hoping you would keep talking and potentially would say the same thing.
You say
thing.
It again?
Let's just say it at the same time. Let's just start with remember. And remember, the patches, if you want one.
Wait, you've got to.
I thought it would be funny if we were both saying potentially different slightly different things.
We'll definitely say things.
Here we go. Remember, ready, set? We start with remember.
Okay.
Remember, if you want a patch, you've got to go to the review section, leave us a 5-star review, and
send us an email
with the screen grab of your review.
Never again. It's the Daily Talk Show. We'll see you Monday, guys. Have a great weekend.
See you, guys.